All right, we're in the middle of a second date update with one of our listeners named Laura. She met a guy online who she describes as a once-in-a-lifetime kind of person. I mean, his name's Charlie. He's smart, kind, funny, good listener, and he's got a six-pack.
Oh, he sounds like too good to be true.
Wow. He sounds like me 10 years ago.
Does he?
Does.
You did have a six-pack at one point.
Were you ever funny?
Hey.
Got him.
All right, I don't want to do this anymore.
Oh,
it was too much.
Anyway,
it was too easy, Jeffrey. Too easy.
Laura and this guy, who is much funnier than me, went frisbee golfing or frothing, where she accidentally hit him in the head with one of her frisbees. The only other thing that she can think of that might have been a turnoff is that she kept burping while they were drinking beers out on the course.
Right.
And now he's not calling her back. Is there anything else that we missed from that, Laura?
No, you pretty much got it. I mean, like I said, I just really hope that it wasn't something that sort of silly as just like burping or accidentally hitting him on the head. He's like truly, I think, my dream list guy. He's got everything. He's such a great listener. He's obviously good looking. And, you know, he's just like got his life together.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it makes me sad because we're building them up so much. And what's the saying? Like, the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
And that's, right. I mean, that's right, Laura. I just want you to be like somewhat guarded on this one, because you said at the end of the date, he said, yeah, I'll call you later. I mean, it just sounded like he may not be as interested as you are.
Yeah, I hope it's not that. I hope he's just maybe been busy with work or something.
All right, well, let's find out. Let's call Charlie and see how funny he really is. I'm just kidding. Let's dial the phone number and we'll try and get you your second date. Stop laughing, Brooke.
I can't help it.
Stop it. All right.
I think you're adorable, Jeffrey.
Whatever. Let's just dial the phone number.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Charlie, please?
This is Charlie.
Hey, Charlie. How's it going? My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. Do you have a second to talk with us?
Sure.
Okay.
Well,
don't worry.
What is this about?
We're calling about your dating life, because you went out with a girl recently. Is that funny?
I'm sorry, you say you're calling about a date?
Yes. You went out on a date recently with a woman, and you're not reaching out to her afterwards. So she got a hold of us to see if we could get in touch with you. Her name's Laura.
Oh, okay.
You remember Laura?
Yeah, I went out with her not too long ago.
Yeah, we know that. That's what we just said to you. But Laura is wondering why, after your date, you've decided to ignore her.
I wouldn't say I'm ignoring her. I just, I haven't talked to her since the date.
She's really excited about you. So maybe she's a little overeager in terms of you getting back to her. I mean, were you planning on a second date with Laura?
Yeah, it's kind of a complicated question.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I always feel like the complicated word means that you have someone else.
Yeah, that's literally on Facebook. There's an option. Right. It's complicated.
What's the situation?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we went on one date, and I guess I just haven't thought about it after that.
Okay.
There's kind of like other things going on, so.
Other thing. Did you connect with Laura? Because, I mean, the way she described you, you're a damn unicorn.
Yeah, she says that you're smart and kind and just hilarious, and that you have a six-pack. And she had a lot of fun frisbee golfing with you, and she's really blindsided because she has no idea why you wouldn't be wanting to get in touch with her again.
I don't know what to say, guys. I mean,
do you have a girlfriend? Is that why you don't want to talk to us about it?
Well, I am engaged.
What?
Engaged?
Yeah.
Why are you on a dating app if you're engaged?
Yeah, dude.
Well, my fiance knows I went on a date, okay? Like,
what?
We've actually been engaged for 8 years.
Huh?
What?
This is the thing we do. I mean, it's all in the up and up. My fiance knows about this.
So wait, you have an open relationship with your fiance?
Not exactly.
Oh, no.
I don't get it.
We kind of, you know, we do it once a year where we test our relationship out and we go on a date. and see what it's like and where we're at and like how we feel about the relationship.
What? A test date to see if you still like your fiance better than the options that are available?
That's interesting. I never heard of that, but I can see the logic.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like get a new perspective on things and kind of see where you're at.
Okay, and so after your test date with Laura then, where are you at now?
Like I told you, I hadn't really thought about it a lot. It just happened, you know?
Yeah, you're engaged for 8 years and you go on one date a year to see if you still like your fiance and you haven't thought about it a lot? Like, wouldn't that be all you're thinking about? Because it certainly would be all I was thinking about.
If that's your one date a year.
But kind of a big moment of the year.
You know, I mean, I guess I have thought about it, but my fiance is scheduled to go on her date this week, so we're going to talk about it once it's all done.
Oh, my God. So what do we tell Laura?
Does Laura even know that you're engaged? Were you up front with her about that?
Well, no. I didn't tell her because I didn't think she would go out with me if I told her that.
Yeah, I wonder why. Well, the good news is you're not going to have to take a moment to have a conversation with Laura.
Not again.
Yeah.
No.
Because you've actually already told her now.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Laura's been on the other line listening, and she heard everything that you said.
Are you kidding me with this? I'm right here, Charlie. This is insane. Who does this?
Well, I do, and so does my fiance.
Oh, my God. Okay, so that's why. When you think that somebody is too good to be true, it actually is too good to be true. This is insane.
Well, can I just say this? I mean, it was really nice, all the nice things you said about me, though.
Well, can I take them all back, you crazy? Like, crazy cancels out six-pack. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that's true, Laura, actually, but fine.
No,
yeah.
Well, hold on.
There's cut lines, too.
Laura, you didn't hear what he said. He said that he still has to think about it, yet he hasn't completely ruled you out.
Yeah.
I'll make the decision super easy for you there, Charlie. No thanks. You and your fiancé can just go be crazy with whoever else you want. I want no part in this insane...
I mean, to be honest, I was kind of leaning toward the old relationship anyway. I mean, look at how you're reacting to this.
Oh, yeah, my fiancé would never speak to me like that.
I mean, your fiancé does sound pretty cool, I'm going to say. I mean, the thing is, Laura, would you have ever gone out with him if he would have been honest in the beginning?
That's a hell no.
Yeah. I think that's where you're going wrong with this, Charlie. Like, yeah, go ahead and do your one date a year if that's what you and your fiance, you know, but you can't pull people in and not be honest with them when you're involving others' emotions.
I mean, she never asked me if I was engaged. I would have told her if she had asked me.
I see. It's her fault.
That is a pretty typical first date question. Like, are you engaged?
It honestly should be these days.
I know, apparently.
I mean, I just don't understand why everybody's freaking out about this. I mean, I was honest with you guys when you asked me.
Because you've committed yourself to marrying another woman already.
Yeah. Right, but once a year, I get to go on a test date. And we didn't kiss. I'm not doing anything shady. I mean, it's a first date.
That's called leading someone on. That is shady. Don't be on a dating app if you don't want to be investing time with someone. That's crazy.
It's false advertisement for sure on your dating profile.
And don't be engaged if 8 years later you're still not going to get married. Like, when are you eventually going to decide, okay, now's the right time, we're going to get married now? Like, another 8 years?
You called me. I mean, like, are you just, like, calling me to tell me how to run my life here? I mean, I don't...
Yes, I am calling you to tell you how to run your life. Don't get engaged and then drag out the engagement for 8 years with tests once a year to try and figure out if you still want to do it.
He has a fear of commitment that he needs to work through. You just don't need to involve other people's emotions.
Well, don't get engaged then! What are you doing? It's like madness!
Why are you so upset?
Why are you engaged? Oh,
I mean, for God's sake, it was just frisbee golf and a couple of beers. I don't understand why you guys are freaking out about this.
Because I think Jeff thinks that he actually went out with you at one point.
Yeah. He's like, call me back, bro.
Oh, my God.
You would be engaged.
Oh, man.
Well, at this point, I'd like to ask if you would like to go out on another date with Laura.
If one of them says yes, this is the biggest twist in second date in history.
We'll pay for it, Charlie.
No, I mean, look at...
All right, well...
That's all right, Charlie.
Laura, You know, sorry you didn't get a second date.
This is like a blessing. I'm so glad that it didn't work out.
Yeah. Oh.
And don't you want to give your well wishes to Charlie and his fiance?
Oh, yeah. He's going to need some well wishes.
Who needs well wishes when you got a six pack?
All right. Amen, brother. Okay.